everybody. So I was cleaning out my garage and I found this book I used to read a lot when I was a child, Aesop's Fables. I was looking through it and there were some I just wanted to read and share with you. No reason in particular, just that I really like them. All right, let's begin. Story 1. The Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. A certain wolf could not get enough to eat because of the watchfulness of the shepherds. But one night, he found a sheepskin that had been cast aside and forgotten. The next day, dressed in the skin, the wolf strolled into the pasture with the sheep. Soon, a little lamb was following him about and was quickly led away to slaughter. That evening, the wolf entered the fold with the flock. But it happened that the shepherd took a fancy for a mutton broth that very evening and, picking up a knife, went to the fold. There the first he laid hands on and killed was the wolf. The moral of the story here is, the evildoer often comes to harm through his own deceit. Story 2. The Astrologer. A man who lived a long time ago believed that he could read the future in the stars. He called himself an astrologer and spent his time at night gazing at the sky. One evening, he was walking along the open road outside the village. His eyes were fixed on the stars. He thought he saw there that the end of the world was at hand. When all at once, down he went into a hole full of mud and water. There he stood up to his ears, in the muddy water, and madly clawing at the slippery sides of the hole in his effort to climb out. His cries for help soon brought the villagers running. As they pulled him out of the mud, one of them said, "You pretend to read the future in the stars, and yet you fail to see what is at your feet. This may teach you to pay more attention to what is right in front of you and let the future take care of itself." "What use is it," said another, "to read the stars when you can't see what's right here on the earth?" The moral of the story is, take care of the tiny things, the details of your day-to-day, and the big things will take care of themselves. Story 3. The Fox and the Leopard. A fox and a leopard, resting lazily after a generous dinner, amused themselves by disputing about their good looks. The leopard was very proud of his glossy spotted coat and made disdainful remarks about the fox, whose appearance he declared was quite ordinary. The fox prided himself on his fine bushy tail with its tip of white, but he was wise enough to see that he could not rival the leopard in looks. Still, he kept up a flow of sarcastic talk, just to exercise his wits and to have the fun of disputing. The leopard was about to lose his temper when the fox got up, yawning lazily. "You may have a very smart coat," he said, "but you would be a great deal better off if you had a little more smartness inside your head and less on your ribs the way I am. That's what I call real beauty." The moral of the story is, a fine coat is not always an indication of an attractive mind. Story 4. The Boys and the Frogs. Some boys were playing one day at the edge of a pond in which lived a family of frogs. The boys amused themselves by throwing stones into the pond so as to make them skip on top of the water. The stones were flying thick and fast, and the boys were enjoying themselves very much. But the poor frogs in the pond were trembling with fear. At last, one of the frogs, the oldest and bravest, put his head out of the water and said, "Oh, please, dear children, stop your cruel play. Though it may be fun for you, it means death to us." The moral of the story is, always make sure your fun does not cause someone else's unhappiness. Finally, this is the most important one, Story 5, The Cat and the Birds. A cat was growing very thin. As you have guessed, he did not get enough to eat. One day he heard that some birds in the neighborhood were ailing and needed a doctor. So he put on a pair of spectacles and, with a leather box in his hand, knocked at the door of the birds' home. The birds peeped out, and Dr. Cat, with much solicitude, asked how they were. He would be very happy to give them some medicine. "Tweet, tweet," laughed the birds. "Very smart, aren't you? We are well, thank you, and more so if you only keep away from here." The moral of the story is, be wise and shun the quack. Thank you for listening.